Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Now, can the Republic do the business tomorrow afternoon? There's one of the questions for you this morning. Monday's match against Sweden ended 1-1. Of course, Kieran Clark scored that OG, but it was all he could have done. He tried to clear the ball. All seems to have been forgiven. There were people who criticised him at the beginning, but I think there's an understanding of how that goal went in. Ireland, of course, should have had the match won. So can they beat Belgium? Belgium are actually very good. Let me speak to David Brady from TalkSport. David, good morning.
Frank, how are you?
I'm very well, David. There's a great buzz here at the moment. You'll understand the buzz, even if you're reporting primarily on the Republic of Ireland. There is some buzz around this morning with Northern Ireland.
Absolutely. Lucky enough to see just the second half of the game locally in Versailles, and it was just fantastic. I was so pleased for the fans. You know, the atmosphere looked really, really brilliant there. The rain was pouring down, the hailstones, they had everything, but the two goals, I mean, that's all that matters, isn't it? And just a fantastic chance now to go through. Northern Ireland are guaranteed third place in the group, and that may well be good enough, even if the North are beaten by Germany. So, yeah, a brilliant night. I think the first win since the World Cup back in the 80s in a major tournament.
The feel-good factor, absolutely, is 2-4. What about the Republic tomorrow? Belgium's going to be some task.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a different level. Let's make no bones about it. Belgium are ranked 2 in the world, and from 1 through to 11, they're packed solid with some of the best footballers in Europe. That said, I mean, they were beaten by Italy. They come into the game under a huge amount of pressure. The Republic of Ireland will be, underdogs, a role they traditionally thrive in. We've seen what they can do against the likes of Germany in recent times, and I think with nothing to lose, the Republic of Ireland will fancy the chances of picking up maybe a point, but I can't see them winning the game.
Belgium, they were so poor first time out. They're absolutely peppered with outstanding players. The like of De Bruyne, who plays for Man City, top grade player. Fellaini from Manchester United. The Premiership representatives on that team you could list for quite a while. And Belgium's been waiting a long time to excel at the highest level at international football. And they seem to some extent be falling short. They won't want to fall short tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point you make, and I was speaking to a Belgian journalist out at the media centre yesterday about that very thing, and the feeling in Belgium was, in the game with Italy, it was Conte, the manager, beat Mark Wilmots rather than the players, so I think Wilmots is feeling the heat. They have advanced from the mid-50s, I think, in the world rankings to their lofty position of number 2 now, but they didn't really deliver at the last World Cup, and the knives will be out for Wilmots if they don't get through the group here. I mean, for the players that you've named, the likes of Eden Hazard at Chelsea as well. I mean, Courtois, they're household names, aren't they? So as to why they haven't quite gelled, well, one thing the Republic of Ireland have in their favour, and I think we saw it with the North as well, they might be from the very top clubs, but there is a real strong work ethic and team bond within the group. The Republic of Ireland have that, and maybe Belgium don't have it to the same extent, and it is a really important factor in all of these games. There's no doubt about that.
It's still a tough ask for the Republic, Belgium, and then Italy, of course. But the feel-good factor is so prominent this morning, certainly here in Northern Ireland, and we're expecting the Republic to do well. Right across the island of Ireland, if both do manage to qualify, it's going to be some shot in the arm for sport generally.
It will be just fantastic. I mean, the last 16 matches take place next weekend. Just the idea of the build-up through the second half of next week, if both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland have made it, I think it will be just absolutely amazing. It's never happened before that both have progressed, I think, at the same time in one of the big tournaments. So it would be something to savour. I mean, Ireland, obviously, the Republic of Ireland in a really tough group, as are the North, and we've got Italy now in Lille next Wednesday. But I guess, the plus about having taken the point off Sweden, even though it should have been 3, is it does keep Ireland in the hunt up to the last game with Italy. And, I think anything out of tomorrow will probably be a bonus, but we'll be there fighting come Wednesday in Lille as well.
One final question to you, David, as someone who'd be watching the managers very closely. Michael O'Neill is making some pitch to be hired as a Premiership or a Premier League manager. He does have it within him, doesn't he? When you see how he managed to turn the failure against Poland into the success against Ukraine. 5 changes to bring success. He knows what he's doing.
Very much so, and I've sort of kept tabs on Michael O'Neill's progression through the managerial ranks since he was involved with Shamrock Rovers very successfully, I might add, in Dublin 4 or 5 years ago, and took them through to group stages of the Europa League, domestic titles in the Republic of Ireland as well. So, yeah, I mean, he's a very smart operator, and he, you know, put his head on the block yesterday, I guess, leaving out the likes of Kyle Lafferty, who was so influential in the qualifiers. But, you know, the changes were so much vindicated, not just by the result, but by the performance. There was so much intensity about it. They you know, they weren't really there against Poland the same way. I don't know why that was, but they were certainly, like men possessed yesterday. The work rate was fantastic. And, you know, the first goal, really good delivery, really good finish by McCauley, and then the second goal, I guess the game was over in 95-96 minutes. But yeah, it was a superb performance, and you see guys from the likes of Hamilton, the goalkeeper, Hamilton Academic, at the lower levels in England and Scotland, coming together and pulling off a performance like that. And Michael O'Neill must take a huge part of the credit for it.
Yeah, Michael McGovern was absolutely outstanding. And that's David. Great speaking to you. We'll keep in touch. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.